All right, so we've got that. And so a couple things I want to just hold on. Where's I made you a handout. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? There we go. Okay. So before I share that, before I ask if there's any questions, let me remind us about our little autobiography in five chapters from Portia Nelson, right? First chapter, we go down the street. There's a hole. We fall in. It's dark. It takes us forever to get out. We feel helpless. It's everybody else's fault. And we finally climb our way out, right? Second chapter, we go down the street. We fall in again. It's dark. We feel helpless. It's everybody else's fault. It doesn't take us quite as long to get out. Third chapter. We go down the street. We fall in the hole. We see it. We fall in. We realize it is our fault and we get out a little quicker. Chapter four, which is where we are, is we go down the street and we see the hole and we start to go, oh, I see you. I see you. And we go around. We go around. And as you learn to become the container, which is four, that's holding space for everything that's going on in your life, your awareness becomes, your body becomes like the, my mind, the garbage disposal, right? It's there. And all this other stuff is going on inside it. That's you looking at the hole and walking around it. In other words, you haven't collapsed into it. That moment when you have an event in your body and it comes and it's like Gina said, I felt that fear that I was going to miss the whole workshop, but we feel it. It's there. We don't collapse into it. We don't go, oh my God. Oh my God, I'm going to miss the whole workshop. This always happens and we don't fall back into that pattern. That's walking around. That is a victory. So let's be clear. It's not about not feeling it for at this point, which I know throws, I hope Nat doesn't mind me saying this, but Nat kept expecting she wasn't going to feel it anymore. And the feeling would come back and she would feel like she had just slid backwards. And that's not what it is. There's going to be a period here where you're going to now feel it and be aware of it in ways you hadn't been before because you're not resisting it, as Agnieszka said, right? She's feeling things she hadn't felt before. And you're going to learn, you're going to experience, you're going to, oh, that's walking around the hole. When we don't collapse into it, when we hold our awareness and we toggle, we regulate, we allow, we investigate, when we're doing that, we are walking around the hole. And it takes a while in chapter four, walking around, showing up for the experience, showing up for those parts of ourselves that have been longing for our attention. And then the day comes where we walk down another street. But chapter four, it's a sacred place. And it takes a while here. It takes a while. So yes, you are going to still feel the sensations, but the difference is you're going to feel them without resisting them. You're going to stay, oh, that's Jack today. Oh, hey, Jack. Good to see you. And, for those who are listening to the recording without any video, just one of the moms, her son popped into the picture and I was referring to that. So with that, I just want to make sure I got that in today. Are there any other questions? Any questions you want to ask me? Oh, hands up right away. Okay. Ramon. Yeah.
So I don't think I have an issue with the allow. I can allow, but only within the certain confines of when I'm alone. And I can process things. In the midst of an anxiety attack, I've, because of what you've taught us, I've learned how to regulate, you know, kind of come back But that's not really allowing. I don't know. I don't see that as allowing because I'm not letting feelings go through. I'm just making myself okay in the moment so that I can just be present and continue doing what I'm doing. But I'm not actually allowing. So when does that allow then occur for that particular event?
My daughter right now is going, oh, thank God, somebody else feels that too. This was our big thing last week. We actually had like a moment because this concept of allow is not simple to grasp. Regulate is important because regulate is what turns you back into the container that the event is firing inside of, right? Allowing is so counterintuitive. We are trained to run away from discomfort. We are trained to run away from unpleasant. We are trained to avoid it at all costs. Kind of like, wah, 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 run, 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 right? So to allow, and this is for those of you who know the technique Tonglen. This is the premise of the technique Tonglen, which I'm hoping we'll have time to do in this series. If not, it will, if we do another little extra thing, we'll do it there because it's a important technique to know. But the premise is this. We have to learn to do the opposite of what is intuitive and instinctive. When there is something painful, our every fiber of our being goes, go away, go away, go away. When something is pleasant, we go, oh, stay here, never leave, never leave, leave. How many times have you heard yourself or other people say, oh, I wish it could be like this forever. Oh, I wish we could do this again. Oh, I wish, right? Very much about holding on to the pleasant, resisting the unpleasant. And I hope I've made it clear by now that pleasant, unpleasant are technical terms that encompass two, you know, opposite states of being. And Ramon, this is a really excellent question. Allow means, and we can't allow until we're stable, which is why becoming present in your body is like the first step. We have to learn to find our stability. We have to learn to find our feet on the ground. We have to learn, a lot of times when executives coach, they coach people to feel their hand on the table, to feel their hand on the pen, because this grounds us back into the moment where this is a touchstone and everything else going on is the event happening within your awareness of the present moment. So your stability to allow comes from being present in your body, developing that skill. And so feet, spine, places that are not experiencing the event. Does that make sense? And so once we have that stability, once we've learned how to stabilize our thoughts so we can keep bringing them back into the present moment, we're not trapped in the future. That spiral about, oh my God, is this ever going to end? Oh my gosh, I'm going away in 2 weeks. What if this happens? That spiral is truncated. It's done. You know how to bring your mind back from that. You know how to find stability in your body. Then, and I guess the best way I know how to explain this is your body, which you've learned from three-part breath, has become still. The body is a stillness. And I might even say it's a stillness without edges. It's like the whole body is still. There aren't particularly edges on it. It's a field of stillness within which this experience is happening. And now we can just, no resistance, no edges, just allow that experience to just, whew, and it just moves through. It moves through us and we watch it and we allow it. And we go, whoa. And that's why I like the word event because it's an event. Oh, it's this, oh, whoa, whoo, hot there. Ooh, spiky there. Oh, okay. Heart beating fast here. Okay. But we're keeping our breath stable, right? We've learned our easy three-part breath, and where the breath is what the mind and the breath are intertwined, right? So as the breath goes, the mind goes. If the breath is, the mind is like, oh, blah, 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 blah. If the breath is, the helps keep the mind stable, which keeps us from getting seduced back into the thinking that is causing the whole event, so we can stay within our body, and it passes. That's allowing. Did that help, Ramon? I mean, that was.
Yeah, it did. I'm just trying to see. I'm trying to apply it to circumstances, and I'm trying to see if I'm in a meeting and this stuff comes about, and I stabilize, I'm able to regulate, and then I don't have. I'm running the meeting. I don't have time to start letting you know.
No, you do. You do. I'm going to correct you there, and I'm going to tell you you are going to develop the skill. And I know you will do it because I've done it. I know this is totally possible to be in the situation and all of this moving through. And this skill of being present keeps your mind clear, and your mind can be clear about I'm having an event, and I'm going to go to this just because it's something everybody's probably experienced. And this person just, you know, is bleeding, and I need to apply pressure to the wound, and I need to take care of this situation right here. You can do both. That's where you're going. You will be able to do both. And, I mean, there's more stories around this that we can share. I can share next week or again. So remind me, because there's actually a couple really good stories about this, but today isn't the time to share them. Okay, about executives in the meeting where the whole floor falls out from underneath, and staying present with the sensation and the clarity to shift the course of the meeting and deal with what happened. So we'll do that next week or Monday even.
I just have one thing. I have the same with Ramon. When I get anxious and I'm with like a client, I can't, you know, just like take 5 minutes to just like stop talking. So like I found it just helps to like take a breath and just get back in your body and then just kind of go on from there. Yeah. But just kind of like ground yourself for just a second, because you can do that even in between talking. Just take a breath and just get inside and then kind of move on. And, you know, yeah. I'm sure Aaron will get us advanced more, but, you know, just that just kind of helps.
Yeah. And that's great. I guess. Yeah. And that's a great point you made. I'm trying to see if that is the same as allowing am I just regulating? Right.
And well,
that's a distinction.
Very, 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 let's put it this way. Cause this is really, really important. As you develop the skill to regulate, and this is why I held up the pen, because to me, the pen is the symbol of this, right? It's like, I'm in a situation. I'm feeling this pen. I'm feeling each of my fingers, the texture, the sensation, the weight, all of it. Even as my heart is beating, my tummy is clenching, my head is going, what is that where it just kind of turns into a tunnel and it gets foggy in there and you're not thinking clearly, right? And that breath Jenny just talked about, that breath, stabilizing in the breath. We might speak a little more slowly. We might take that breath, that pause, but the mind stays clear, even with the fog, even with the tunnel, even with all this going on. And we develop the skill. So I'm present for my experience in my body and with whoever I'm talking to and with what I'm doing. That takes practice. It takes practice, but it starts with these questions and these awarenesses. And Jenny, I would just be curious to ask, when you're with a client, right? is there usually an animal in the room with you, right?
There used to be. Now with COVID, things are more done over the phone or just like in the lobby. But yeah, it used to be where I was in a room with the animal. So, and the client.
Okay. And so when you find that you take that breath and you, I'm going to use the word stabilize and soften into the moment. What happens to your mind? Is your mind, is there an air place in your mind that stays clear?
Yeah, it definitely. So like it used to be more of like, I would feel the sensation in my body and like I would just let that overpower me and my mind would just go blank and it would just be much more difficult to communicate. And so now, yeah, I'm trying to take a breath and just feel my feet grounded or, you know, just be in my body for a second. And yes, it becomes much more clear, my head, and I can move on with the conversation and still feel, you know, still like I know that I'm feeling these sensations and things like that, but I can still like, I'm not blocked by that anxiety. So.
Beautiful. And so let me, I'm going to add two things to that. This is what you will learn to do. In that moment, you are experiencing the event. You are breathing and softening. You are nurturing the part of you. You are nurturing the part of you that is scared. Even as you get comfortable with pausing and giving yourself the moment to stabilize and take that breath. And you will be comfortable giving yourself the moment to become present and aware before having to speak. And that ability to be comfortable as you're having your experience, that's allowing. We have something in our head that says, oh, I have to be right on. I have to be right on. I have to be right on. No, you don't. You get to take a moment to go and just assess, nurture, clear, and then speak. There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, there's a lot of wisdom in that. Nat, and then Kathleen, I still know you raised your hand. Okay. So I've still got you on my radar. Nat. Yeah.
Sorry. And I may be beating a dead horse here, but I think for me, the question is, you know, like I'm on a call or in something like, you know, like an interview recently and this happens and so I'm breathing and I'm doing it and I'm getting through, right? Like I'm functioning and I'm aware of this happening, but I know that I am getting through, right? Like I'm managing, I'm not succumbing, but I'm not like, in my mind, what happens is that like, I'm not dealing with this. I'm not addressing it. I'm not investigating it. But I'm like, I survived that overwhelming feeling. Good job. I'm over it. Now what? Did I just allow it? Did I ignore it? Is it going to be, you know what I mean?
Yes. Nice. Kathy, your hand went up again. Do you have something along the same thing?
Yeah. I just wanted to jump onto that.
Yeah.
Because my experience, Natalie, with that is when that has happened. And then when I have a moment to go and sit down and meditate over it and totally then work through it. So when it does arise again, that's what's been helpful for me is to when I have the time, go and really just focus on that situation. And it, cause you're right. Cause it's like, oh, am I just, all right, now I'm done. If I don't deal with it though, it will come back. Right. That's the karma thing.
So,
or did I allow it and did it go through and it's fine? Like that's funny. You
know what I mean? Oh, like, great. Oh, yeah. I get what you're saying.
So maybe what's really becoming really apparent and hopefully comforting to everybody is this is not a black and white. It's a process with a lot of nuance. And yes, if you are in a meeting and this stuff comes up, if you shut down to function, that's the old pattern. If you sit there aware of what is you're experiencing, taking that breath to stabilize, maybe feeling the pen, noticing the color, regulating so that you're staying present, little by little, you will gain the skill to allow more and more completely, to trust that you have the stability mentally and physically, physically meaning the stillness in the outer body, to cultivate this skill of allowing. In the beginning, it may feel like, am I allowing? Am I regulating? What am I doing? Stay in your body. Be with the sensation. Could you describe that sensation to me? That's not shutting down, is it? Gripping tight, boom, 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 getting through. That's the old way. This way, you're learning to have the experience, trust yourself to have the experience without falling in the hole. So you're going to have some experiences where you have them and you don't fall in the hole to trust that that's even possible before you can bring it to a situation and allow it to be there. So maybe that's the correction in the teaching patterning, is that the first we have to learn how to have the experience without collapsing, without being sucked away into the thoughts, right? Then we can start to trust ourselves to allow it to be going on and us present with it in the moment, even as we're in a meeting, in a conversation. But one more thing, what I want to get back to is what Agnieszka said earlier on. There's nothing to fix. There's nothing to solve. Allowing means I'm not fixing it. I'm not solving it. I'm trusting it to, if I stay stable, if I stay with my breath, if I'm present, it knows what to do. There's a natural intelligence in your body, in your energy body, in your being. And we are learning to trust it. So as we learn to trust it, then when it's over, we go, oh, wow, that actually moved through. Oh, that actually worked. Let's pay attention to it. Okay, so April. I can see my daughter's face. She's not buying it completely yet. So April, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, as I was listening to you talking, Natalie, that that moment of when we were like, okay, I'm having the event. This is happening. I can feel it. And I'm like, okay, just getting into my body. Like that's it. We have, and oftentimes as parents or professionals, we have like dozens of those little events throughout the day, those opportunities throughout the day when things come up, when you're like, I'm triggered or I feel that sensation. And when we can do that, I know for me, when I can do that each time, or most of the time, like that's my victory right there. Like, oh, I know this feeling now. I know the feeling. I'm here. I'm present. And it is a subtle little shift in my brain that gets me out of the story of the anxiety of what's happening outside of me. And in a fraction of a second gets me back into my body, gets me regulating. And then suddenly, like, it's easier to deal with what's happening outside of me, that the trigger, the thing that's going on. And I'm finding that those little moments happen often. Like, there are so many things throughout the day with kids and other people and family members that are like, oh, yeah, oh, I feel that. There's a little feeling. If I didn't regulate it, it would turn into a full-blown thing. But I'm discovering that I'm each time that happens, I'm like, I'm able to bring it back into my body really quickly. And that's enough. Even in that moment, we may not have the time to allow in the sense of, oh, I'm going to sit here and go through you know, these steps. It's just in that moment, okay, I know this feeling. And to me, that's personally, that's my little victory. And I have lots of those throughout the day. So I just stick with that. There's my victory.
And did you hear the little, that there was, you didn't elaborate on it, but there's a moment of nurture in there. This nurture piece is really important. It's like, I noticed a trigger. Oh, here it is. I know this feeling. Oh, okay. I'm here. I'm paying attention. Just that is enough to nurture. Because remember, as we've said so often, it wants your attention. It doesn't want anybody else's. It wants you. It wants you paying attention. That's what it wants. That's what it wants. So let me show you the handout I'm going to put up on the site this week. And let's acknowledge that this concept of allow has layers and layers and layers of it, right? But okay, wait, let me put this thing up. But what I'd like you to do this week is if you can print it off, or maybe I can make it smaller so you can see it better. Can you see it? How's that? Step one. We're going back to the RAIN patterning. Step one is recognize what's going on, regulate. An event is happening in my body. And regulate for you. What is your way of regulating? Are you toggling between your sides of your brain? Are you data, creative colors? Oh, I wonder, are you doing that patterning? Is regulating for you just coming into the present moment, just feeling the pen in your hand, feeling your feet on the floor? Allow. How do you allow? What is it that you are learning to do that lets you know you are allowing? The phrase Pema Chodron uses is lean in. Lean into it. In other words, if you're confused, am I allowing? Then, okay, my chest is tight and it's vibrating. Then lean into it. It's like, okay, yes, there's a vibration. There's that's the feeling. Lean into it. We practice non-resistance. We have in our head, this is going to pass. I can be with this. Step three, we're starting to investigate, right? We're assessing, we're taking our temperature. Is this something, as Kathleen said, that I need to unpack later? Is this something I can explore right now? Like Gina did. She got it right then. I'm afraid I'm going to miss the whole workshop. She got it, right? Or is this intense enough that I need to stay in my body and just stay with the sensation, as Agnieszka said, without fixing it or solving it, but just allowing it to be there? And it might take a day or two, but the tears will pass. And the more we do it, the more trust we have that we're not falling in the hole. If we know it's going to pass and we're just being with it, we're walking around the hole. I can't stress that enough. And there's a choice point. If your thoughts, after investigate, there's this choice point. If your thoughts are in charge, if you're in that stream of, oh, this is going to happen. Oh, what am I going to do if this happens? Or, oh, whatever that thought, samskara, that pattern is, then what your job at that point is to stay present in your body and just stop the thought stream. Stop the thought stream. And that's that handout I gave you the other week. And that's whatever technique, there's so many techniques. Get to know them so that you have those at your fingertips. I need to stop the thought train to get back into the present moment. Stay out of the story. If the thoughts, you've got them and are regulated, your body is stable, then even in the moment, you can, what is the cause? Do I need to have a quick little tea here with my fear, right? Do I need to, oh, that's the old voice of my mom just making me feel that the whole weight of the world is falling apart because of something I did. It's like, oh, that's, if you're stable enough, you can explore it right there in the moment and deal with it in whatever way is appropriate. But always we nurture. always we nurture. So this is going to be on there for you. I'll correct some of those spelling errors I just noticed. And my recommendation, in your own way, some of you will write it down. Some of you will think it through. What are you doing for these steps? What are you doing? And are you really grasping what it means to allow? Are you allowing? How are you allowing? What are the little mind games you're playing with yourself to help you allow? Okay. And so this is good for today. We're at our time limit, but we can talk about this more Monday. So bring your questions, bring your input from this, and then we'll go ahead and meet next Saturday just because I feel like there's too much material and I can't get it to you. So let's have another class. All right. So we've got a few classes. We're going to get you. We're going to try and get you have a grip on this by the time we're done in August. Okay. You are doing fabulous. I'm just blown away at your insights, your willingness to share so openly, because it's a comfort to everybody. I think it's a comfort to know we're not alone, isn't it? We're not alone. So with that, loves, it's past time. So I'm going to send you off with a blessing. May you be blessed. Have a lovely week. And I'll see some of you Monday. Okay.
Hi, Karen.
Bye, everybody. Gina, could you and April stick around for a moment? I just want some retreat stuff to talk about. Okay. Bye, everybody.
Karen, can I mention one thing?
Yes.
So not related to, because everyone's leaving. I wonder if it would be good if at the retreat, if there's some of us there, if we all kind of got together to just talk
you
about
it. You got
something.
It, girl. You got it. Okay. It's already on my list.
A lot of times, we have different experiences, but it's nice to hear what other people do and what works. And, because a lot of our stuff are related in some way or another. Ramone's happens professionally and mine sometimes is too. And so it's hard because these are so great information sessions, but we have the small groups, but that's only so much time to kind of talk about stuff. I feel like that's why it always goes over.
You know what? You made my, you affirmed last night when I was thinking about through, it's okay, so I need time for the anxiety groups to meet, the teacher trainees to meet, and how can I, so just when you look at the schedule, it says 1 to 3 personal time. Those will be times for these groups to meet together. And I'll have something for you. You'll meet with me if you want to. So it'll be optional. But, there's a lot of people who are not in the anxiety class or in the teacher training coming to the retreat. So that'll be time for them to walk the labyrinth or take a nap. But thank you, Jenny. That's where my mind was last night. I was trying to figure it out. So it'll happen.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Good. Well, I'll let you guys go.
Okay. Bye, my dear.
And you're still recording, it looks like.
Oh, I am.